Jeremiah, chapter 25. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Yehuda in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Hosiah, king of Yehuda. That was the first year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon. The year in which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Yehuda and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem by saying this: From the 13th year of Hosiah, the son of Ammon, king of Yehuda, even to this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of Yahweh has come to me, and I've spoken these to you, rising early and speaking them, but you've not listened. And Yahweh has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you've not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear them. They said, Turn you again now, every one, from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Yahweh has given to you and to your fathers forever and ever. And do not go after other Elohim to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet you have not listened to me, says Yahweh, so that you could provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. For this reason, thus says Yahweh of hosts, because you have not heard my words, understand me now. I will send and take all the families of the north, says Yahweh, and the Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants of this land and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and perpetual desolations. And more than this, I will take from them the voice, the sound of mirth, and the sound of gladness, and the sound of the bridegroom, and the sound of the bride, and the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle. And this whole land will be a desolation, an astonishment, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. And it will come to pass, when 70 years have been accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, says Yahweh, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will serve themselves with them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, to me, Take the wine cup of this fury that is at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. And they will drink, and they will be moved, and be mad crazy, because of the sword that I will send amongst them. And then I took the cup at Yahweh's hand, and I made all the nations to drink to whom Yahweh had sent me. Jerusalem and the cities of Yehuda, and the kings of it, and the princes of it, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azah, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the islands that are beyond the sea, Dadon, and Temah, and Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people who dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world that are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak will drink after them. Therefore, you will say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, You drink, and you be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more because of the sword that I will send amongst you. And it will be, if they refuse to take the cup in your hand to drink of it, then will you say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, You will certainly drink. For I begin to bring evil on the city that is called by my name, and should you be utterly unpunished, you will not be unpunished. For I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore prophesy you against them all these words, and say to them, Yahweh will roar from on high, and he will utter his voice from his holy habitation, and he will mightily roar upon his habitation, and he will give a shout, as they who tread against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise will come to the ends of the earth, For Yahweh has a controversy with the nations, and he will plead with all flesh, and he will give those who are wicked to the sword, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, understand me. Evil will go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind will be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the wolves who have been killed by Yahweh will be at that day from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. They will not be lamented, nor gathered, nor buried. They will be dung upon the ground. Howl, you shepherds, and cry out, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, you majestic ones of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and you'll fall like a precious vessel. And the shepherds will have nowhere to run, nor the nobles of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a howling of the noble ones of the flock will be heard, for Yahweh has spoiled their pasture. And the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of Yahweh. Each of the noble ones of the flock has forsaken the safety of his thicket, his lair, his den, just like the lion. For their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. End of chapter.